Got an old car you don't use anymore? Donate it to Cars for Kids. They auction off donated vehicles in any condition and use 100% of the proceeds to help kids in need graduate. Cars for Kids is the only charity-owned and operated car donation program where 100% of the net proceeds go directly to support kids. Donate today and you'll receive a $50 gift card at carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.
Savings are in full bloom at Tanger Outlets. Get up to an extra 25% off on top of everyday savings during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season. Find amazing value on your favorite brands. Visit Tanger.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
National security threats, the Democrats actually encourage them, don't care to stop them. Republicans, well, some of them definitely want to stop those national security threats. Others are just kind of like going along to get along. You know, let me give you an example. A guy by the name of Ken Buck. Do you know who Ken Buck is? Ken Buck is a Colorado congressman. He is one of these pro-Democrat Republicans in the U.S. Congress. As you know, the House of Representatives is narrowly by two votes in the hands of the Republican Party. Now, because of the Republicans throwing out George Santos, because of the Republicans throwing their own voters under the bus by leaving their posts early, you've got a Republican-controlled House, which is very, very close to flipping back organically over to the Democrats without even having an election. Kevin McCarthy could not finish out his obligation to his voters. Some other guy who took a job at a university, he left too. And now Ken Buck is leaving early. In the face of the most, well, frankly, dangerous Democrat Party this country has ever faced, a Democrat Party that hates this country, a Democrat Party that wants to victimize all of us, that's what we're going through. And you're seeing it coming apart at the seams, this country coming apart at the seams, because governments want to do stuff to us and we're trying to stop them, and because we're getting in the way of their power and their ability to do stuff to us. Let me give you an example. The January 6th Unselect Committee. We're finding out all kinds of great stuff about them now. One story came out. Remember that chick, former White House aide Cassidy Hutchison, she worked for Trump, and she claimed that President Trump lunged at the beast, that's the name of the limo, lunged at the wheel of the beast to turn around the presidential limo. Well, it turns out none of that was true. And the January 6th committee knew it. According to new testimony uncovered, because the January 6th committee tried to cover it up, the driver of the beast told investigators, quote, "I did not see him reach," meaning Trump. "I did not see him reach. He never grabbed the steering wheel. I didn't see him, you know, lunge to try to get into the front seat at all. You know, what stood out was the irritation in his voice more than his physical presence." So, again, what the left wing and Liz Cheney and Adam Crying Kinsinger are out there, President Trump was he's just trying to lunge at that steering wheel. He was so unhinged, he wanted to turn the limo around and head back to the Capitol. Never happened. And they suppressed it. They kept it from being exposed out there. Now, the January 6th Unselect Committee was supposed to get to the truth of what happened, but that's not why they were there. That's not the only thing that they are suppressing, folks. The January 6th committee has lied about several things, including, according to Congressman Barry Loudermilk, They also went out of their way to hide exculpatory evidence that would have helped President Trump. Loudermilk says the committee deliberately blocked the testimony of Trump's former White House deputy chief of staff. His name is Anthony Ornato. Anthony Ornato was prepared to testify under oath that the president did, in fact, offer 10,000 National Guard troops to secure the U.S. Capitol, but was turned down. That testimony would have contradicted, of course, the Democrats' claims, Liz Cheney's claim, Adam Kreien-Kinzinger's claims, including Nancy Pelosi's claims that Trump left the Capitol unsecured. Again, not true whatsoever. Again, I have to point out, the select committee was allegedly there to uncover the truth. Turns out, and by the way, don't forget Beijing Biden, he sat there in the State of Confusion address, and he tried to blame the Republicans for trying to cover up January 6th. They're trying to uncover January 6th. The cover-up going on is with Joe Biden and the Democrats. Speaking of cover-ups, you guys saw that Her testified last week. It was huge. If you just want to see all the drama of it all, but remember, Joe Biden, even breaking the law over 40 years, won't see charges, won't see the inside of a prison cell. So it's great political kabuki theater, but that's all it was. At the end of the day, Joe Biden's going to get off. But we did learn how much of, you know, not that we really didn't know, but we learned more of how Joe Biden is a filthy, disgusting, rotten liar. Joe Biden appears to have lied to the American people when he rebuked special counsel Robert Hur for asking about his son's death, according to the transcript of the Biden interview released Tuesday. The transcript exposes the fact that Hur never asked Joe Biden about the timing of his son's death, contradicting the president's indignant public objections to that supposed line of questioning. Of course, it never happened. And you know what, folks? Even after this, the transcript was released, the White House counsel, some left-wing lunatic, I can't remember his name, jumped out in front of the cameras. I had to carry it live on Newsmax, jumped out in front of the cameras and said, well, you know, this totally exonerated and found that Joe Biden is innocent. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. It just said he was too old and feeble to stand before a jury and get a fair trial. And that White House counsel lying about this moment, too, where Joe Biden was dazed and confused. And it wasn't Robert Hur that offered or asked a question about Bo Biden's death. That was offered and stumbled and mumbled over by none other than Beijing Biden. But the White House counsel tried to spin that too. These people couldn't tell the truth to save their lives. And frankly, their presence is putting our lives at risk. Talk about it next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Folks, remember in the good old days, no matter who was in charge, no matter who was sitting in the Oval Office, no matter which political party controlled Congress, I's were dotted and T's were crossed as far as equal justice under the law, national security, those things. The political fights we were having, I don't want to say they weren't consequential back in the day, but when you lost a political fight back in, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you didn't think you were going to lose the whole shebang. You didn't think you were going to lose your rights, your liberties, your prosperity, your freedoms. Today, those are the fights we're having. And they're on one side, there are conservatives. Other side, there are statists. One side, there's all-powerful totalitarian government. The other side is we, the people. It just happens to be where we are. So politics and government and foreign policy and national security all colliding because we have, frankly, the least experienced, least capable people in charge of the government right now. Let's talk about this with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's a Newsmax contributor. He's the president of Project Sentinel, and Brigadier General Blaine Holt, also a Newsmax contributor, Air Force veteran, C-17 commander, tech entrepreneur, and co-founder of Restore Liberty. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Chris. Thank
you. All right, Colonel, you first. During Joe Biden's State of Confusion address, he accused President Trump and the GOP of trying to hide the facts about January 6th. However, Newsmax and other sources reporting that Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee withheld exonerating evidence that would have helped out President Trump. It proof that President Trump did indeed offer 10,000 National Guard troops on that day. You couple that with evidence pointing to the fact that they destroyed evidence on the January 6th committee so it couldn't be discovered and revealed by the incoming Republican-controlled Congress. I don't know. These individuals who have done these things, don't they need to be jailed or see some sort of justice?
Well, absolutely. I spoke personally to Mark Meadows about this, Chris, when Mark stepped down as chief of staff. There was absolutely no doubt from those who actually worked this issue that Trump had taken appropriate and dare I say even a bit more aggressive action than normal, saying, "Hey, we need the troops there just in case." And it's very clear that Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., at first requested the troops, and then, surprise, surprise, 3 days before the event, yeah, we don't need them now. It was a setup. And so what you see now is the cleanup team, Cheney and others are trying to essentially backtrack and try to hide it. And in my judgment, let me just say what I would do. If I were asked to do something by President Trump when he comes back in, I would open an aggressive investigation using a combination of authorities, looking at this thing from a national security perspective. And, yeah, I think that Cheney and a handful of other members of Congress should be held to account. This is a version of sedition. They keep talking about sedition and Trump. It's like, no. This is sedition. This is literally undermining the existing government of the United States through a number of acts of treachery. And I am fed up with the double standard. You know, we're going to have hearings today of Special Counsel Herr, who did the investigation of Biden. And, of course, he's too old and decrepit to be held accountable. There's something critically wrong, Chris, with our system, and we need to start standing up for the values and laws of America.
Amen. And the equal application of justice, yes, under the law is a fundamental bedrock of the United States of America. So if Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee and Adam Crying Kinsinger and all those left-wing zealots on that panel did withhold information and did try to rig the prosecution of President Trump, they deserve what they were trying to prescribe for President Trump. In general, your latest piece at Newsmax says that Joe Biden's State of Disunion speech proves that the government has broken faith with our people. I think that the speech and the actions of this government over the last 3 years prove that.
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, the spectacle was on full display at that farce of a speech that was anything but a State of the Union speech from Indeed. The person who said they were going to unify this country. And when we look at the hypocrisy on display, so far now we only have two individuals, Americans, that have been held to account for the failure in Afghanistan. And one was Stu Scheller, the Lieutenant Colonel Marine, who stood up and said what happened here from leadership is wrong. And now this Gold Star dad, Steve Nkui, who was yanked out of the actually, he wasn't. He went peacefully out of the chamber and then was cuffed and booked on a misdemeanor while the elite of the Uniparty and both sides just went merrily on with their spectacle. And the anger rants from that podium came against anyone who would dissent against this Uniparty. And it's sick, but the good part about it is, because there's always a good part, is it's on full display. Even if you are a progressive living in San Francisco who identifies as a unicorn, you can't avert your vision that the land of the free and the home of the brave is currently imperiled along with our civil liberties.
Oh, no.
That we would disgrace an American Gold Star dad is just it's everything you need to know.
General, I took two phone calls from a couple of left-wing progressives this morning. All they wanted to talk about was President Trump visiting Viktor Orban. They couldn't care less about the injustices being foisted upon their fellow citizens because they delight in that. The left wing, when they see conservatives being treated unfairly and unlawfully, they delight in it. They want to throw their political opponents in jail. That's what the left wing is all about. Look, I really briefly, I just want you both to comment since the general brought it up. Colonel, we've got an America where you can riot in the streets, you can burn buildings down, you can beat up your fellow citizens if you're Antifa or BLM, and then you get the charges dropped on you by left-wing DAs or cowardly Republican DAs, as was done in Fort Worth, or cowardly law enforcement, as was done in Fort Worth, Texas. But you stand up and you shout at dear leader because you've lost your son in that calamitous withdrawal from Afghanistan and your other son committed suicide because of the grief the family felt. Oh, no, you shout down at dear leader and then they're going to charge you with a $500 fine and possibly 90 days in jail. Are you kidding me?
Well, I just don't get it because someone should have just stopped it. This is where I just lose it because last time I checked, the Speaker of the House, he controls most of the security elements of the Hill. It's like they should have grabbed the guy and said, hey, you know, sorry for the loss of your son. Sorry, sir, you can't speak out like that in the chamber and be done with it. No, this is far more about, you know, it's like Letitia James going after the NYPD, New York City firemen because they shouted out Trump, Trump, Trump during an event. Oh, it's not about politics. It's about breaking regulations. No, this is about a very severe form of thought control, mind control. Chris, the Democrats got a hold of 1984, the Orwellian novel, and took it as a how-to manual rather than a warning.
Yes,
and this is what's going on.
Well, General, on that score, here you have this Gold Star dad again who committed the sin of demanding a redress of grievances from his government, and in Joe Biden's America, that can't be permitted anymore.
No, the Constitution be damned is the moniker of this administration. And now look what the president's doing in the aftermath of that speech where he was angry and could stay awake the whole time. He not only looks away from his gaffe on saying Lake and Riley's name incorrectly. The only truth he did mention that night, by the way, is he said she was murdered by an illegal alien.
And he's backtracking on that now.
And now he's on an apology tour for that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the parents are left with the loss of their daughter forever. And there is nothing worse in your life than outliving a child.
Absolutely.
And one last point I want to make, Chris, is when was the president going to take time to say the names of the hostages being held by Hamas? or holding Iran to account for that. Here's the problem. He doesn't care about the American people. And like I said with Steve Nakui, it was on full display, and I don't care who you are in this country, you can't avert your vision from that truth.
Colonel Tony Schaefer and General Blaine Holt, my guests right now here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Guys, I want to play a soundbite. As you know, Joe Biden and the left-wing press has adopted these talking points that President Trump is out to destroy NATO. He hates NATO, says the left wing. Of course, you talk to Jens Stoltenberg. He is, the General Secretary of NATO. He has a different take. He was on CNN. Listen to what he told them.
The criticism has not mainly been against NATO, but the criticism coming from former President Trump has been against NATO allies not spending enough on NATO. And there things have really changed. Now more and more NATO allies are spending at least 2% the NATO guideline of GDP on defense.
So he had to correct CNN, who went to him saying, yeah, Trump, a big anti-NATO guy. No, he's not a big anti-NATO guy, Colonel. He actually wants NATO to fulfill their obligations, spending 2% of their GDP on our mutual defense. And now NATO is stronger because of President Trump.
I know. I was there during the original version of this when Joe Dunford was faced with the appropriate policy of encouraging our allies to do that. And what's greatly ironic here, Chris, is that the more that they are all upset about this, oh my goodness, he's going to abandon NATO, we're going to fix his wagon and spend more on defense. That's kind of what he was asking you to do. Duh. I mean, it is this dissonance within the international community that if Trump says it, it has to be wrong, and we're just going to come find some way to take it out of context and make it about him trying to destroy us. Trump has been very clear on this, Chris. The Europeans are not ready for war. They keep trying to push us into war. I mean, if you look at the bellicose language of Macron and others, and by the way, is he really married to a guy? I don't know. I don't want to go down that path, but I'm saying there's a lot of rumors that he's married to a guy, but I digress. Anyway, back on the issue of the verbiage. The Europeans right now are talking big about Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, my goodness. But they're not willing to actually invest in those things, which would be, let me say this clearly, credible deterrence.
Yep.
Credible deterrence comes from readiness. Readiness comes from adequate funding. Funding comes from looking at objectives you need to assign to a strategy. These things are all linked. None of them exist. So Trump is simply trying to get people to wake up.
General, with your experience with NATO, I mean, it is astonishing to me that it takes the General Secretary of NATO to correct CNN, to correct the left-wing press. No, he isn't anti-NATO. No, he wants to strengthen NATO. And it just goes against the Biden Democrat narrative that they're all spinning out there.
Oh, they do. And I'm really happy that the Secretary General at least took a moment to correct that, because a few years ago I had the honor of having some time with the president, with President Trump, and we talked about his first NATO summit. And with my background as a NATO deputy representative, I told the Mr. President, let me tell you, I got popcorn out and started eating it because I couldn't believe the break with protocol and all the rules there.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get them to pay their fair share for a long time. Mm-hmm. You rolled in and you just pushed their face in it. And honestly, that's what you have to do. So sorry that Angela Merkel and Hollande had a bad day and had a hurt feelings report to file against the United States. But in the end, their parliament bodies came up with some more dough for NATO. But I wish that responsible leaders, we had responsible leaders, they would get off of this rhetoric about World War III, troops in Ukraine. This is all nonsense. The Russians are not going to swallow Europe. That's not the plan, or we would already be in World War III. So you don't invade Europe through Ukraine. Any military person worth their salt understands this. And maybe it's now time to off-ramp this war.
Gentlemen, I'm looking forward to talking to you in the future. I'm just plumb out of time. But I do want to talk to you guys about what's coming across the border in the future, because I had a caller yesterday saying that foreign troops are definitely in U.S. soil. Welcomed in.
Yeah.
U.N. troops,
yeah,
definitely on U.S.
Yeah.
soil. And I said, well, you know, whether they came via invitation, because the UN's been trying to monitor, quote unquote, our elections, or they came across that southern border, we don't know. Plus, Victoria Nuland getting out of government right now after two missile batteries from the United States were destroyed. I just, like I said, I'm out of time today, guys, but I'll get you back on to talk about it.
Please.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Brigadier General Blaine Holt. Guys, appreciate the time.
Thanks, sir.
Puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. The first one, TexasScorecard.com. That's where you go to keep in touch with all the runoff elections, what the status of those elections are, and the conservative movement's efforts to get rid of these pro-Democrat Republicans who have been selling out conservatism for lo these many years. Also, pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com. There you will find me, The Morning Show, on radio, AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Getter and Rumble and Newsmax 2. Then we go exclusively TV in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 for the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.